Good morning. This is Michael DeRosa, and today I want to talk with you about trust and worry. Let me read for you Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him. Thank Him for all He has done. What this is telling us is that we cannot worry and trust at the same time. Well, let me tell you what happened to me this past week. We got a letter from our fuel company suggesting that we up a monthly fuel bill by 3 figures due to that recent cold snap we had. And my initial response was worry. Then I realized that God told me not to worry, but to trust Him. Now, trusting God is not to become a couch potato, expecting Him to move us around like a marionette puppet. Rather, trusting God necessitates that we align our heart, our soul, our mind, and strength to His leading. What this means to me is that instead of worry, I'll be more mindful of how I spend my money. I know that I have discretionary income and will be more focused on how God might be wanting me to use it. Also, I simply might find ways to increase my income as I pray for His guidance. Now, the takeaway from all of this, my friends, is that I and you can either put feet to our trusting God, or we can spend that time in worry. Remember that worry and trust cannot coexist.